I thought I had to hit record when she said we were recording right now. So I hit it early. All right. How do we do the introductions again? Sounds reasonable. Hey everybody, this is Gino Boost from GameMusicForAll.com. Pirates aren't that tough, apparently. And all the other Bad Dudes albums. Let's do it. We're blowing our Kirby load too early. Oh yeah. I don't think I've Twittered anything in like months. I say put it on Facebook. All right. What are we going to play next? Kirby was for. Yeah, we still have my Kirby song. You want to just get them all out of the way? All right. What did I do? B said he posted something. I said we should post something on Facebook. Why the hell is there something on our page that's like googly letters? Oh, it's the albums. Well, it's like in some other language, like Hebrew or something. I'm going to offend someone by calling it googly language. It won't let me copy and paste it. Nijin. If I have to. Hey everybody, welcome back to Letters vs. Numbers. That song was More Kirby, that was from the lava level from the newest Kirby game, Kirby's Epic Yarn, which has the greatest, most childlike soundtrack ever, and it's amazing, and everyone should go listen to it. It's a bunch of piano. I thought you have a Wii now, though. Who are you rooting for? It's a baffling mystery. I think it says Nijin, maybe. Whatever it is, it obviously translates to the word photos. To solve the mystery, just go to facebook.com/lettersversusnumbers and you can help us solve this mystery. Scientists are baffled. It's like Bigfoot all over again. I don't think we can change it until we actually release this one. Wait, alphabetical order by pseudonym or actual name? I never capitalized Geno Boost, except Facebook made me. No, like every time I enter it, it automatically capitalizes it for me. So there. I really like these visual gags. They were great. Oh man, I was kicking ass on that. I couldn't stop juggling. It was so much fun. Well, we'll get into Heavy Rain later because I have a lot to say about that. The whole game is you falling. Pilot wings? Why do you need the parachute? I was gonna say Grand Theft Parachute. I've been playing through Uncharted. It's hard. I suck at it. There's actually one thing I want to say about it. There's a part where you're driving through with a jet ski down a lake or something, and it was kind of difficult, but it was cool because the girl character, she has some sort of flare gun that blows people up. But then the next time you have to go through it, they have you going. You have a pistol. You're driving up like a waterfall, practically. Like you know how people go white river rafting? It's like, you know how that's like a dangerous sport to take your inner tube or lifeboat or whatever and go down these rapids? That's baloney to what this guy's doing. He's taking a jet ski and going up the rapids and shooting at people. Well, explosive barrels come flying down at you. Also, for a game. I just have to say that for a game that takes place on an uncharted island, but built centuries ago and abandoned for centuries, they sure have a whole lot of exploding barrels. Like, they had to fly in exploding barrels, and like, these barrels are probably full of oil or something. That can't be cheap to ship it in. They gotta ship it in by boat, right? And they're just hurling it down rivers. They're exploding everywhere. They put them in the worst places. I have a problem with that. Like, that's not an efficient way to. Yeah, it's that's the one I'm playing. It's set on Drake, that island where they're hiding all that gold or whatever. I refuse to believe that Spaniards from the 18th century have a bunch of well-designed barrels of oil and they shipped them all into this deserted island just to throw them in a river. Yeah, like, 'cause there's a lot of treasure that you don't get. Like, he goes into like this old abandoned library that must have centuries old books and like walls of books. Like, this has to be a treasure trove of information. And he like finds one book, rips a piece of paper out of it, and leaves. Like, the guy could be rich off of this. He could dot a new age of human information, and he's like, whatever, I'm gonna go get this gold statue. Anyway, it's still fun, though. New Age of Clash of Superhero Mutant something. There you go. The announcer talks a lot in that game. That's all I remember. Choose your character. Who will you choose when you're choosing that character? Go at, like, Marvel versus, like, yeah, it goes on for a lot. if you've gotten to the character select screen, it's not as bad as, gonna take you for a ride, but it's still kind of annoying. I don't need that option because I just sing it anyway. Well, now that we're on Marvel vs. Capcom 3, what characters do you use or will use in Mr. B's case? But you could have it, and that's the difference. So you're a Marvel kind of team? I went with Arthur because I think that no matter who I fight against, it can't possibly be as hard as Ghosts and Goblins. Don't worry, you can still do that. Plus, Spider-Man is 10 times more annoying now because he talks a lot more. That's what the move is? I haven't seen it then either. What could he possibly do? I guess that would be some sort of counter. So, like, he would just I'm pretty sure that's not a fighting game, though. What if it is? Well, I'm excited for Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright, but they're probably just going to end up teaming up. In the last Professor Layton game, there was a shootout, and he built a machine gun out of broken slot machine parts. I'd like to see Phoenix Wright do that. Ha 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 ha. That's why he talks to ghosts and... Does he even have a car? Well, Professor Layton's car turned into a helicopter. So take that. So are you calling random ridiculous, or are we calling Final Fantasy VII ridiculous? It's really ridiculous. All right, what song are we coming back with? One. One. Which one? Oh, that's the one you didn't send me. All right. Oh, all right. Well, I can't check it now. My computer will explode. There's too much stuff running. Well, tell me when you're ready. I'll count you in. Oh, well, I have to get the phone anyway. I'm back. Want me to count you in? All right. 3, 2, 1. It's about time someone made a song about Balloon Fight. That was Balloon Flight. I misread it as Balloon Fight and got really excited, but then... Well, it's still a good song, but it's just not about Balloon Fight. Anyway... There was a Flash game I played where you farted to double jump and launch into the air. Wario and Smash Brothers. Everyone farts. Anyway, besides farting. Absolutely not. Sounds like a balloon fight, but like water balloons. Like it is now in real life. So it's like if every single person played World of Warcraft. How is it not an MMO if everybody plays it? like Star Wars, but instead of in space, it's in summer. I saw a couple episodes of that. It was pretty cool, but I failed to keep up. Take that. I'm sure he's listening. Maybe you should apply to be his agent. He's a man of action. He probably just takes the first script he sees. He doesn't have time to read. He's busy transporting things and punching people and stuff. Be more like Clint Eastwood. This is probably a bad movie to discuss then, because we don't know anything about it. Yeah. I think they died. Or someone else killed them. Why would he kill them? I thought they were bros. Like, they're all numbers. Be number one. Especially after he's killed them. This. Except we already know he killed them. That doesn't mean I forgot. Sweet. Number four. Sounds good. Sounds. That's the spirit. Well, I guess speaking of people dying and stuff like that, I think we should play the House of the Dead theme song for House of the Dead Overkill, which is by Rapid Fire Funk. And if you have a Wii and you haven't played House of the Dead Overkill, like, just, like, take all the old House of the Deads, just forget all that. Also, really, really forget the movie House of the Dead and just play this game because it's amazing. So this is House of the Dead album mix by Rapid Fire Funk. I don't think it's out yet. You haven't played Your Mom is the Best yet. All right. So there you have it. I'm going to write my college thesis on your mom jokes. Yes. Absolutely not. Where do you get this information? Patently false. Yeah, I've been practicing writing, so now I'm gonna go back to Game Music for All because, you know, if you paid attention, nothing has happened there for a while. But things will start happening soon, so you know, check it out starting this Friday. Wait, probably not this Friday because I forget that we have to edit this. Anyway, check it out. Anyway, gamemusicforall.com. Eighteen discs long. Well, I only got two discs into Final Fantasy IX, so I'll just listen to the first two discs of the album, I guess. Bill, Tina, Bartlett. Speaking of terrible openings, I think we should talk about Heavy Rain now. Well, I just got it, so I want to talk about it now. It took me like 3 or 4 tries to get that baby to shut up. I'm playing it on hard mode. It's hard. It's easier to take care of a real baby. It's like trying to change a teenager or something. That thing is not happy with you. Heavy Rain has the worst cutscenes. None of the cutscenes are real cutscenes. I can never relax. Like, I missed several cutscenes because I was too focused on pressing the buttons. Like, I missed half the cutscenes. Absolutely not. What am I, some kind of wuss? It's Heavy Rain, not. It's not called Moderate Rain or Light Rain. I'm just gonna put Balloon Fight for everything. Well, what are they? What are the things? Balloon fight. Mario Brothers. Gino. Yeah, he said first video game. Costume quest. I'm already out of ideas. Oh, Sanrio Smash Ball for the Super Nintendo. Sanrio Smash Ball. Like, you know the company that makes Hello Kitty? They made a game for the Super Nintendo called Smash Ball, and it's awesome. It's like playing soccer, but one-on-one and with Sanrio characters. Trust me, it's pretty good. Nah, they're all lame. What was his name from? Oh, Kate Sith. Hate that guy. This is getting boring because I'm trying to think, and now it's just a bunch of dead air. Sounds good. What's a good duo? What's a good couple? I got nothing. Oh. That's what I was going to say, because I was just looking at my Shadow of the Colossus poster. The horse is awesome. What was the most important one? Mario RPG. When the flute boy dies on Link to the Past. Super Mario World. Ask for it at your local retailer. You know what would have been a great song to play? Is I Had a Horse and a Girlfriend by J. Arthur Keen's band when we were talking about Shadow of the Colossus. Alright. Everything's under control. So, how many songs do we have left? Did you play all three of yours already? Alright, I guess we just have... Alright, so that'll be our outro song. Do we have any letters or tweets or anything to read before we sign off? I thought we didn't. Guess so. No, because we had 9 songs. Who's counting in who? It sounds like an enemy in Mega Man, but that makes you feel better about yourself. Like when you get to the fight, like when you get through the stage and then you meet him, he just sits down and you just talk. You just settle your differences. Well, all right, we got one more song for everybody with this return podcast. One game that I didn't get to mention in the list of awesome games that we were doing before the last song is Earthbound, which is probably the greatest game ever made ever on Earth in the world. And this is you haven't even played it. Be quiet. You're not even a real gamer. You haven't played Earthbound. Everyone send her hate mail right now. Anyway, this is an Earthbound mashup by Bill Eger from an album he called PK Mash, and this is a mashup of the Earthbound Sailing song and some pop song that I don't actually know, but it's really good together. So this is Earthbound, and this song is called Leavin'. You were getting trigger happy there. All right, see ya, everybody. All right, I'm gonna hit stop.